Sometimes you see something on Twitter, you're working 20 different things at a time.
Gotta be delicate with those calves.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let me explain what's going on right now. Christian McCaffrey is not practicing with the team. He's on the side practicing. Kyle Shanahan's talking to the media in about 15 minutes. We're going to bring that to you live. And so you'll get the news as soon as we get the news. But it looks like we don't know if he's playing Monday at this point, Goo.
Sunday. I think I know.
Keep doing that?
I think I know. But I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, still up in there.
You think he's going to?
I don't think he's playing.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, did you see Brock Purdy's new commercial?
I heard about it. I didn't see it. What am I missing?
Evan turned me on to it.
On a personal text?
No, it was here in the office before you came in.
All right.
It was about 9:40, about 20 minutes before the show.
I deserve to show up 10 minutes later. I was here early.
It's a boot commercial. I guess he's endorsing boots. He's got some cowboy roots. You know what I mean?
So are you going to boycott him and say, hey, you're not a cowboy like LeBron's trying to get
into
golf?
No, he is a cowboy.
Well,
like he absolutely he's a flannel shirt-wearing dude.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to pretend.
He's a cyclone for show.
The one thing about Brock Purdy is there's no airs about him. Should we take the call and then we'll set up?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's go to Frank in Atlanta and then Guru.
Acting. Yeah.
Hey, Frankie.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Trying to figure it out, Frank.
That's good. This McCaffrey thing, man, we have to, you know, I don't want to say put the rat on the table, but we do. Christian, CMC has to become the threat and not the promise. We have to get to the point of we can get Christian McCaffrey to the post every week. In order to do that, we have to cut his touches down. Because Christian McCaffrey, as a threat, changes the way other teams have to defend us. Christian McCaffrey, in 21 personnel, can play the running back or the H-back. And from those two positions, he becomes more like Deebo Samuels, where him going in motion gives the tell to Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy on how the other team is trying to defend us. That opens up every other part of our offense. And it also gets the other team out of single high eight in the box, which we have to in order to run the football. We want to be a running football team. So if you have B-Rob in the running back and CMC at fullback, at the moment CMC goes into motion, he gives the tail. If they do a certain thing, okay, on the pass play, we can check it down to him, and he's going to get you 7-8 yards if you make the tackle. If you don't make the tackle, it's a big play. So his best contribution for us is going to be 8 catches a game and maybe 6 runs.
So use him more through the air, yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah, use him more as a threat and not so much a decoy, but if you do this, then we'll do that. And we can figure you out by formation and personnel package. We can get you out of, what do they call it, single high, 8 in the box. We can get you back in 7 in the box. And that opens up our running game. But we have to get to the point where we can run Isaac Guerrero and B-Rob. So Christian McCaffrey learning that position and playing that position the majority of the time, then you can put him in the one in the running back, and you can put even Kittle's in the fullback, and he goes in motion.
Frank got you. That's a lot to process.
Frank, bro, that was baldy.
I, you know, there was a lot to process there. I do wonder if he's healthy, but you don't want to run him as much, then maybe you do use him more as a decoy or just a threat out there that maybe you might not go to. All right, last week, Daryl the Guru Johnson was touting his acting ability, and we played out a scene where we set up a scene for Guru, and then he had to be the actor, and the scene was your son came home with a D on his report card.
Little Daryl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the scene we're setting up right now is like this. So Guru and I were at the cafeteria, and I because I'm such a great friend to Guru, I had to tell Guru that his wife was cheating on him. His wife is cheating on him. And Guru, what I'd like is for you to act like you're walking into the house. I'm your wife, and you just found out I had an affair. Okay?
All right.
Here we go. You want me to say hello?
Just say, how'd your day go?
Hey, Goo, how was your day?
Really? Like, seriously, really? Like, I've been crying all the way. Ask me why I've been crying.
Why?
I've been crying about an hour. Because I just met with Steiny, who knows Terry. Terry 443rd Street. Does that ring a bell? Well, it should ring a bell. I just talked to Terry. I just met Terry. And I thought we were holding. Let me just slow down. I love you. I loved you. And I thought you loved me. We got a house. I just bought you a car. And the world was going to be ours. And now Steiny just introduced me to Terry, who told me he's your lover. And this has been going on for 15 months. And you've been telling me you love me. You don't even got an answer. I've seen it on your face. Busted. Now, this is what I want you to do, because this is what I'm going to do. You see these bags? I'm out of here. I'm telling your parents. I'm calling mine and your sister. I'm telling her. Don't you ever. Oh, Lord, help me. Don't you ever call me again. And when we sit down and tell the kids we're parting, you tell them what happened and why this happened. But I'm going to tell you this, man. I'm sick. I don't know what to do. But I know this. We're done.
I think I got some, Grandy. Now, I got to give... somebody home text like...
I feel like I really did a scene.
Now, I got to give Guru a pep talk that says, you got to fight for your woman. You got to fight for her.
Oh, no, you're one and done. Calipari's now. You cheat her out.
Here's a real intelligent...
Oh, boy.
Here's a smart question from the 408. How is this sports related?
It's not.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to Tid the Two.
Guru acting should be a regular segment.
Well, McCaffrey may have to act on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Or they may have to act like they don't miss him.
Kyle may be acting about 10 minutes.
I can't wait to hear this, man.
Yeah. All right. So, if you're just joining us, once again, Christian McCaffrey did not. He was limited yesterday, and today he's practicing on the side. Not with his teammates. They play on Sunday, obviously. Kyle Shanahan's going to meet the media in about 5 or 10 minutes. We're going to bring that to you live. Obviously, we're hoping to get more clarity on what's going on with Christian McCaffrey and the San Francisco 49ers as they head into their season opener on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. All right. That's what's coming up next on 95.7 The Game. And it's also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.